There's so much emotionally charged hype out there designed to sell newspapers and advertising rather than inform investors and traders. Want entertainment? Buy a newspaper or a magazine or turn on the news. Want investment and trading concepts explained? Look to Technotrader. Technotrader is the gold standard in trading and investing education taught by experienced and accredited professionals. Don't learn to trade from fad-chasing day traders. And certainly don't think you can grow your portfolio by attending a weekend seminar or watching a free video online. Success in the financial markets is attainable, but like any high-paying profession, it requires the proper education to achieve consistent success. Join those happy few who have taken their investing and trading seriously. Call 888-846-5577 or visit technotrader.com.
Hi everyone, today we're going to talk about professional order types versus the retail order types that you use with your retail broker. Whether you're a professional or a retail trader, you do have to use a broker, or the professionals can use dealers or dark pool venues to do their transactions. A lot of times the professional side also can do over-the-counter transactions between their dealers and that sort of thing. That is not something you generally do. If you were trading pink slip stocks, which are stocks that are not listed or have been delisted because they did not meet the requirements of being a listed stock, then you would be doing over-the-counter transactions with your retail broker. Doing over-the-counter retail transactions is not something you want to do. You want to be trading listed stocks because a listed company means that they have met certain requirements that allow them to be listed on the large stock exchanges so everybody can trade them. That means they're very liquid usually, and that there's always a buyer to meet the seller and the seller to meet the buyer. If not, the computers of the exchanges will match those orders and fill those orders if it ever gets there. Most of the time, your orders are filled by your broker themselves, who carry a large inventory of very popular stocks. The only time they would send your order to the exchanges is if you had a very rare or a low liquidity stock that you wanted to buy or sell. Most of the time, you're trading big blue chip stocks, and they have plenty of inventory to fill your orders from their inventory, and your order never goes to the exchanges themselves. That is the reality in which you live today. It used to be that retail orders went through to the exchanges, but no more. So be aware of that. Even if you're using a trading system, more likely than not, the company from which you bought the trading system is the broker for you and is filling those orders out of inventory. Now, you have very limited order types that you can use. You can use at-market orders. You can use limit orders. You can use buy-stop orders. You should have stop-loss order capability. You have sell short orders and that type of thing. On the professional side, there are many, many different kinds of order types depending on what that professional, institution, or whatever needs in order to fill their order in the manner that they wish it to be filled. If they are giant institutions on the buy side, they are using dark pool venues called alternative trading systems. And these are venues that are operated usually by big banks and financial services companies such as Barclays and Goldman Sachs. Also, the exchanges, New York Stock Exchange, NASDAQ, CBOE, also have dark pool venues that they enable the buy-side institutions or derivative developers to trade on or sell and buy stocks in large lot quantities. A large lot has to be a minimum of 50,000 shares and can be several million shares. So they can transact very, very large block orders if need be, but they do it off the exchanges. The dark pool venues are off-exchange transactions that occur not in the exchanges themselves, but over-the-counter via these dark pool venues. The order types that they're able to use vary greatly. Usually when a giant institution like a mutual fund or a pension fund decides they want to accumulate some shares of stock and buy it, let's say they want to buy 10 million shares of a stock, they can't just place an order and buy all of it at once, usually. Usually, they have to buy it incrementally over time so they do not disturb price. When they're buying a stock and they want to buy millions of shares of stock, the last thing they want is for that stock price to move up while they are accumulating or buying that stock. It's called accumulation because they have to place a certain size share lot, 100,000 shares, 200,000 shares, or whatever, and buy incrementally over time. So they use what is called time-weighted at price or time-weighted average price or a variation thereof. This type of order isn't available to you because you are not incrementally buying a very large chunk of stock over time with large lots firing off intermittently as it hits your price zone. There is no reason for you to use a TWAP order or even a VWAP order. The dark pools do not want to disturb price. They also do not want to disturb volume. They don't want to have such a huge volume go through when they're accumulating a stock that it alerts the HFTs, because if the HFTs discover there's a huge liquidity draw on one of the venues off the exchanges, it's going to start jacking up the price because the price that is on the exchanges, the national best bid offer, is also on all the venues everywhere in the United States in which stock trades are transacted. There's no special pricing for the dark pool venues. They have no price advantage other than that they can control the price at which they are executed or at which time that their order is filled. Now, it takes an average of 10 minutes for most dark pool large lots to fill. They have to go and find the liquidity to fill those orders. They like to keep the lot size at a lower level than what the average volume is for that stock at that particular time and moment or minute or whatever. They usually scale their volume quotients at around a minute or every 10 or 15 minutes or periodically throughout the day because they don't want a big volume surge to occur. They also have the right and capability of delaying the order being sent to the clearinghouses where then everyone will know that that large lot occurred because they can see all of the stocks that have been cleared through the clearinghouses. Now, every single transaction that occurs anywhere in all of the some 40-plus venues, exchanges, ECNs, dark pools, whatever, all must go through the national clearinghouses for stocks. Whether it's a derivative, an ETF, an REIT, a stock, a holding company, doesn't matter. Everything that's transacted on the stock market for the stock market in any of the venues has to be cleared by law. However, when that order is cleared by the clearinghouses can be delayed until after hours by the dark pools. So during the day, while you're watching your stock charts intraday and you're looking at your 1 minute scale, you are not seeing all of the transactions that are occurring at that time because the dark pools are able to delay their orders to the national clearinghouses. Meanwhile, the order has been filled. It just hasn't been cleared through the national clearinghouses. Now, for a lot of you who are new to this, this may seem all very dazzlingly confusing and you don't really understand it. Whenever there is an order where someone buys and someone sells, this data has to be moved and cleared. In other words, you have a buyer called John Smith and he's buying 100 shares and you have an institution who's decided to sell 100 shares. Your order executes that order out of their inventory and then goes ahead and transfers to the institution or buys it from the institution. But that isn't where it ends. The clearinghouse takes that executed order, checks to verify that the 100 shares that you bought actually ended up in your account as being your shares of stock, and that you actually have the money to pay for those shares of stock. It also makes sure that the institution who sold those 100 shares of stock actually has their account lowered by 100 shares and that they actually did receive the money from the retail broker. There are billions of transactions in the stock market per day, and every single one, No matter where the order was executed or transacted, all of them go through the national clearinghouses. This ensures that everyone who buys shares, pays for them and gets the shares in street name, and everyone who sells it has a decline in their inventory and is paid for those shares. This is what makes the United States stock market as safe as possible and the most secure stock market in the world. There is never a stock market order that is not cleared. The national clearinghouses clear on a regular basis and do an excellent job of it. The types of orders that the professionals use allow them to delay the actual clearing until after the market closes. This keeps the large lots from showing up so that the HFTs might try to trigger ahead of them and front run them. The whole reason that there are dark pools is because the HFTs were front running the giant institutions' buy orders or sell orders, altering the price dramatically by many points. The dark pools were very angry about this because they hold trillions of dollars of average Americans' 401ks and mutual funds and pension funds on behalf of those Americans. The buy-side institutions who use the dark pools take their job very seriously. They manage the wealth of the United States, and they want to be very careful. They do not like the HFTs front-running them. So they are permitted by the SEC and the law to transact things on dark pools. Now, you've probably heard that the SEC is regulating the dark pools and making them more lit. This has nothing to do with the buy sides who are using the dark pools to transact their activity. It has to do with the operators, the owners of the dark pool venues, and how the banks and financial services companies actually do the business of that venue. It is the SEC's responsibility to ensure that all of the exchanges and venues, everyone using them, are treated equally and fairly. It is not the SEC's responsibility to make sure that you profit from the stock market. That's your problem. If you're not making money in the stock market, it's because you don't have enough education and you think you know a whole lot when you don't know as much as you need. The order types that the professionals use allow them to hit the price on the penny. It allows them to control the price that they pay for the stock. And it allows them to slowly accumulate stock over lengthy periods of time. Now, I'm sure you've heard about VWAP, or volume-weighted at price, or volume-weighted average price, which is another very common professional type of order. This is totally different than what the giant institutions use. It is volume-based, so it triggers automatically, just like the TWAP triggers automatically, when volume hits a certain level above its average. These are used by smaller funds and tiny funds managers who are less experienced or have no experience and don't know what they're doing, and they're buying stocks based on volume, assuming wrongly that the dark pool's volume is what they need to piggyback onto. So instead of actually buying as the dark pools are buying, the smaller funds are actually buying as the HFTs are filling the queues with orders to push price up. So the smaller funds managers are paying more for their shares of stock than the dark pool venue giant buy-side institutions do. This is their own fault because they don't use technical analysis, they don't understand what's going on in the stock market, and they have a limited education and they are not learning more. Anytime a VWAP order is set up to automatically trigger on rising volume, HFTs can front run that, cause a surge of orders in the queue to cause the market maker computers to raise the price, and then they can cancel most of those orders and then start selling into the VWAP smaller funds buy orders. This is how the HFTs make a lot of their money, especially in the first few minutes of the trading day. Because smaller funds managers do not understand that not only do the dark pools control their price entry, they also control when their orders trigger in relation to volume. By controlling their price and their volume entries, they can hide their large lots very easily. There is sufficient activity on the market every day, and the dark pools wait for those setups to occur before their orders are automatically firing off. They have algorithms and smart machines, all working to find just the right point at which to trigger their orders, to keep price at a certain penny, and to do so to maintain a volume amount that disguises the large lot so that the smaller VWAP orders never trigger and HFTs are unaware of what is going on until the dark pools have met their quota and have purchased all the stock that they wish to buy. This is standard operating procedure. It goes on every single day. So if you're using MACD or Stochastics or RSI or any of the oscillators, the price is moving up, volume may or may not be moving up, but that does not mean that you're buying with the dark pools, which is what you want to do. You want to be buying with the dark pools, with the professional traders, because those are going to give you the best momentum runs you can have. Now, the dark pools do not move price, and they only work on the volume when it's lower than average. But once they start buying, the pro traders have indicators called large lot versus small lot, which tells them which side of the transaction the large lots occurred. Now, wouldn't that be dandy if you could have that same type of indicator? You could see the dark pool activity very easily if you had those indicators. But you don't. Technitrader has found and teaches large lot versus small lot indicators, accumulation indicators, rotation indicators, and distribution indicators that show you where the dark pools are quietly accumulating stock before price moves up, before volume surges, before the huge HFT runs and gaps that follow the heavy liquidity draw that the dark pools do when they're accumulating a stock. Now, wouldn't it be wonderful if you could see this and get into the stock before the stock even begins its momentum run? Wouldn't that be something that you could really use? It isn't MACD, it isn't Stochastics, it isn't RSI. None of the indicators that you are using right now do that for you. Most of the time, these are just indicators that you don't know about that you need to learn about. And we teach these special indicators. The reason we teach these special indicators is because no one else does, because the retail crowd doesn't realize how incredibly important it is to identify where the large lots are buying or selling. They think that it's all about price, 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 and it isn't. Every transaction has to be documented. It has to go through the national clearinghouses, and then that data is sent to your charting software or your broker, and that data ends up on your charts. These special indicators allow you to see where the dark pools are buying. The only reason you haven't learned this stuff yet is because your broker doesn't really want you to know about it, and the people that are teaching you out there are not professional traders, most of them, although they claim to be. They are not credentialed. They haven't worked for a very large institution as a floor trader. They are retail traders proclaiming to be pro traders. We are credentialed. We are professionals that are in retirement, teaching retail traders who want to trade like professionals. So if you're ready to take your trading to the next step, which is to be consistently profitable, come visit our website, register to get the information so that you can find out more about these very special indicators that you could be using right now to get into a stock before strong momentum runs. I'm Martha Stokes, and that's our radio show for this week.
There's so much emotionally charged hype out there designed to sell newspapers and advertising rather than inform investors and traders. Want entertainment? Buy a newspaper or a magazine or turn on the news. Want investment and trading concepts explained? Look to Technitrader. Technitrader is the gold standard in trading and investing education taught by experienced and accredited professionals. Don't learn to trade from fad-chasing day traders. And certainly don't think you can grow your portfolio by attending a weekend seminar or watching a free video online. Success in the financial markets is attainable, but like any high-paying profession, it requires the proper education to achieve consistent success. Join those happy few who have taken their investing and trading seriously. Call 888-846-5577 or visit technitrader.com.